Proclamation number 7134 of 29th of May, 1958. God's love is only effective when resistance is abandoned. My love carried you in never-ending patience during your whole course of development to the height. This love of mine also applies to you during your earthly life, but I have to contain it because of your free will. Its strength and effectiveness is to be held back until your free will declares itself willing to make use of it, until you voluntarily open your hearts to my love. And this happens if only you turn to me, if you acknowledge me, your God and Creator, and desire to be united with me. Hence, if a person has no living faith in me, he will hardly cherish this heartfelt desire. He will go through life in utter indifference towards everything of a divine spiritual nature. He will not occupy himself with thoughts which concern his inner life. A second life next to his earthly life will be alien to him, which, however, is lived by every person who seeks the bond with me. And then it is impossible that my illumination of love will touch him in an unusual way, because I don't use coercion to draw people to me during earthly life. Nevertheless, my love does not rest. I try to gain influence over such people, for I will not give up any soul until its departure from this earth. My love finds many means which will only serve the one purpose of changing people's thoughts, even though these means are often very painful. Love gave you birth in the beginning, and this love never ends. Anyone who seriously considers these words will not close his heart to my illumination of love either, and he will then have a considerable advantage over the unbelieving person who is still distant from me, even if the latter appears to be richly blessed in earthly terms. But earthly life is short, but if a child knows that it is safe in the father's arms, it will not fear the hour of death. And this certainty is given to the person who voluntarily turned to me, who opened his heart and in whom my love could now also take effect because it no longer found resistance. But the state of soul will be different for someone who closed himself to me, who lived on earth without me and now, in view of death, cannot muster the happy confidence of being carried by caring fatherly arms into another kingdom, who did not want to acknowledge such a kingdom but who nevertheless unconsciously expects something threatening in fear and anxiety because his soul feels that it will not cease to be. My love certainly constantly courts it, but it will not influence the human being against his will. It will not force itself upon him, for it remains ineffective in the case of resistance, and the human being has to give this up himself according to the fundamental law, but he will be helped at any time. I leave no human being to his fate, I struggle for his soul until his death. And if weak means are not enough, I use stronger means to achieve success, which is why people's lives will not proceed in regularity, in peace and comfort, but again and again strokes of fate will interrupt an apparent calm which could be the reason for the human being to seek a bond with me. And the closer the end is, the more painful my means of education will have to be until finally such a visible sign of my might is given to people that a turning to me could take place on a large scale. Yet even then trouble will remain free, even then I will only impose my love on them, but I will not force them to accept it. Amen.